The government issued some coronavirus stimulus payments on debit cards. A Sioux Falls bank got an exclusive deal to issue the cards. Now the bank says about a third of the money has not been spent, SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
People who have bank information on file with the IRS got payments by auto deposit. Some people who do not have bank info on file with the IRS got checks in the mail. Eventually, the government decided it was faster to send those people debit cards. MetaBank got the contract. They started issuing cards more than 2 months ago. They worked with a company called Fiserv to send almost 4 million cards loaded with $6 billion. Now MetaBank says there's still $2 billion on the cards. Executive Glenn Herrick talked about that during an earnings call.
The amount of funds that are still on there surprised us a little bit. We assumed that the ramp down might be closer to what we see in tax season with the spending that occurs on those.
Somebody asked on the call if the government will take that money back. Herrick responded.
So it's really the Treasury's call on when they might pull back funds. So we don't want to speak for them or try to determine. They're still seeing how this progresses.
MetaBank referred SDPB's follow-up questions to a public relations firm that declined to comment. The Treasury Department did not return messages. There have been reports of problems with the debit cards. Some people initially threw them in the garbage thinking they were junk mail. Others never got them or got a card with the wrong name on it. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.